A good Sunday morning to you and welcome. This is the broadcast for Presbyterian Church of the Covenant in Greensboro, North Carolina. Yeah, it looks a little bit different because we're in between spaces right now, but I still wanted to share a couple of readings and a short homily with you. So first, let's start with our reading from the biblical text from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. I'm reading from the NRSV updated edition. And this reading comes from the earliest days of the Jesus movement, when faith was shaped less by buildings and more by tables, really. The reading says this: they devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And all came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, as they spent much of the time in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. May we add blessing and meaning to the reading of those words. And that, my friends, is the story that our church community is stepping back into beginning this week. I also want to share from a reading from Anna Julia Cooper, who was a black woman scholar and educator, a theologian adjacent kind of thinker, a reading from her book called A Voice from the South, which was published in 1892. She says this: the fundamental agency under God in the regeneration, the recreation of character, is the home. It's the unit of society, the first school of the affections, the place where individuals learn sympathy, patience, mutual help, and the meaning of shared responsibility. Whatever strengthens the home strengthens the community. Whatever ennobles the life lived together ennobles the world. My message today is entitled Upper Rooms and Living Rooms. So if you're watching this online and you haven't been following our church's journey closely, well, first of all, welcome. You're joining us at an important moment. For a long time, our community gathered in a building that held our stories, weddings and funerals, laughters, tears, doubts, and more coffee than any sacred space should probably contain. But recently, we made the decision to sell the building and began in a new chapter as a house church community, gathering literally across the street in a shared home. Today is our first Sunday out of the building. And fittingly, we're not quite in the new space yet either. So here we are, between what was and what will be. Meeting online this Sunday as we're in transition, which makes this moment not just logistical, but deeply theological. Because from the very beginning, Christianity has lived more comfortably in rooms than in structures. The early Jesus movement did not begin with sanctuaries. It began in borrowed spaces, upper rooms, living rooms, dining rooms where faith mixed with food in real life. When Jesus shared his most intimate meal, it wasn't in a temple. It was upstairs in a room someone else owned, around a table pressed into service for love. And after his death, his followers didn't, you know, retreat into religious buildings to figure out what came next. According to the Acts of the Apostles, they devoted themselves to community, to shared teaching, to prayer, and breaking of bread. They ate together with glad and generous hearts. Faith took shape around tables and not on stages. Which tells us something important. This move we're making, it isn't a downgrade. It's a remembering. Living rooms are vulnerable spaces. You can't hide easily in a house. You notice who's missing more easily. You hear each other breathe. You hear kids playing outside, dogs barking, coffee percolating, real life showing up. House church is not smaller church. It's closer church. It asks different questions. Not how many of us showed up, but who's being cared for? Not did we do it right, but did anyone feel less alone? Not was it polished, but was it honest? For some of us, the building represented stability and safety. For others, it carried exhaustion or even complicated memories. And both can be true. Grief doesn't mean we made the wrong choice. It means the place mattered. What matters now is this. We are not losing who we are. We are trusting that love does not need square footage to be real. That community does not require a steeple to be sacred. That God does not panic when the floor plan changes. This season invites us to loosen our grip on performance and deepen our commitment to presence. It invites us to rediscover what exactly makes church. What makes it church? Not dry walls and pews, but people choosing each other, showing up, sharing life, carrying one another's burdens, gathering strength for the work of the world. For those who are watching today who have been burned by church buildings that promise safety but maybe delivered them harm, hear this. Faith can look different. It can be gentler. It can be smaller and still be powerful. And for those grieving what was, you're not being asked to forget. You're being invited to carry the best of that forward. And for those who are excited about what's next, hold that hope generously, making room for others, to catch up with us. Today, we're not gathering in a sanctuary or in a living room, but we're still gathered across screens, across kitchens and couches, across doubt and hope, which means church is still happening. And soon, when we finally sit together in that house across the street from where we last gathered, it won't be because the space is perfect. It will be because love showed up first. Upper rooms, living rooms, borrowed spaces. Holy ground shows up wherever people choose each other over fear. We are still here. And that is more than enough. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. And I hope that you'll join us again next week, Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, for our first gathering in our new space.